Good afternoon, everyone. This is Kehua from China Agricultural University. My topic today would be overexpression of rice micro-H3-1-9 gene improved semitolerance of perennial ryegrass. As we all know, high temperature actually is a pretty common environmental stress for plants, for animals, and for others, especially in the trend of global warming. So from here, this is a photo I got from online, so there's a temperature forecast for China. From here, you can see that in July 2018, so you can see there's a large area that all get high temperature. So all the color that you can see is 35 Celsius degree, so there's about 95 Fahrenheit. And also for the deep green color, the deep red color, So that's going to be over 40 Celsius degrees, so it's over 104 Fahrenheit, it's really hot, And also there's really a large area, so for us, if you get really hot, the heat stress can induce probably, say, your illness and also heat stroke, or even death. But since we are human beings, we are smart, so we can move around, so we can go to the beach, like we come to Tampa, I guess probably you get maybe go to the Clearwater Beach, or you can at least go to the pool. Or you can like the old fellow over here, get some kind of air conditioning. Now we all air conditioned, so we are cool, no problem. So, but for the grass, you can see the high temperature also can cause all different effects. From here, you can see the growth reduction, and also the photosynthesis change, and also the water loss, and the oxidative stress, all these kind of things. We all know the plants are sessile, so they cannot move, but they are really smart as our human beings. So they can have all these kind of avoidance mechanisms, like what you can see on the right side, and also they can have the tolerance mechanism that you can see on the left side. So they can adapt, so they are not stupid. So for the avoidance mechanism, a good example going to be here, like what you can see, the plant morphogenesis. You can see over here, that's an example from Arabidopsis as a model plant. At the 20 Celsius degree, you can see the seedling is pretty small, but at the 28 Celsius degree, they can elongate much better. And also for the vegetative growth, you can see in the middle, the 20 Celsius degree, the rosette foliage, they are kind of low, kind of dense, but at the 28 Celsius degree, you can see the petiole, they are elongated, so the rosette foliage are not that dense, so they can have better air movement, so can help the plant to have good cooling, something like that. The most important, or the key regulatory gene here, like you can see, there's the phytochrome interacting factor, factor 4, you can see the PIF4 over here, and also they're going to affect a number of downstream gene regulation like auxin-related response gene and also the H-shock proteins. And another one very interesting would be the expansion. Actually, if what I remember was correct, probably that's the first year reported by Dr. Bin Huang in semitolerance. So that's probably really, I think that would be pretty interesting finding in the future. If you want to know more, you can direct to this review paper over here. And for the tolerance mechanism, you can see over here, they have the heat stress can be sensed, then the ethylene response, then the antioxidant are going to be biosynthesis, then they have this kind of protection to the oxidative damage. And also you can see the most important one would be the H-shock protein. They all have different H-shock protein, 100 60 small H-shock proteins. Eventually, they're going to protect the protein, status. And on your right side, the dot, red dot box, they have number of genes have been reported to be related to H tolerance. The one I want to address here would be MBF1C. We're going to talk about it more in next year few slides. We do the tefgrass, so we are tefgrass guy, and at Beijing we do most study on courses and tefgrass, as you can see here. The left side, on the above, you can see that the fengrass are mid green. During the summertime, we try to keep them alive, but they keep failing, so that's a big trouble for us. And as what you know, actually the perennial ryegrass, they are actually more heat sensitive than creeping penguin. So after heat summer, you can see at the bottom they all already dead. So what we can do to improve their heat stress tolerance, we're going to try mica A. So what's the mica A? You can see over here, there's some kind of a small non-coding RNA molecule. So the mature mica A is going to be around, for example, they're going to be 19 to 25 nucleotides. The mature mica A, they can binding, they can be complementary to their target mRNA. So the target gene, they can guide the cleavage of the target gene. So eventually they can regulate the expression of the target gene, like you can, what you can see over here. Since the target gene can be very important, they're going to be important transcription factors related to plant development and also environmental stress or some other kind of stress responses. So that means mica-A, they play a key role actually in this kind of post-transcriptional regulation of gene expression. So they're important. So what we can do next? What you can see over here, there's all different mica-A. They can be important in the environmental stress responses. As what you can see over here, this is the job stress for the mica-A 319, and the zanini stress, and also the ABA stress, like what you can see here. But actually, and the heat stress, it didn't mention over here. This is the publication in 2012, and then later on we found the publication mentioned for the promoter region, actually there's some putative binding site for the heat shock response factor. So this means it could be regulated by heat stress and play a role in heat response. This is a paper published in 2013 by Dr. Noor at the University of Clemson. They do the mica-A 319 transgenic plants for creeping penguins. You can see the phenotypic change over here. You can see the leaves become wider and they're bigger. So, and also the thinner, they reduce the thinner numbers. So this kind of the same morphogenesis we talked about before, you get a wider leaf so you can have more area to do the transpiration cooling stuff, and also you have less thinner, so the density can be lower, so they can have your air movement or something like that. But for the Gulf Coast green, you'll probably do a high density creeping penguin, that's what we do. And also, the figure you can see over here, they improve the drought stress tolerance and also the salinity tolerance, as what we said before. This is in the rice, they do the transgenic plants, you can see the phenotype, the white leaves, and also they improve the cold tolerance in the rice. And also, they do the downregulation of the target gene of mica-A 319, the P75 and the P78. They see the same symptom or the phenomenon over here, so they improve the cold tolerance as well. So that means mica-A 319 probably going to regulate their target gene. They downregulate the target gene expression, then make the plants probably more stress tolerance or something like that. So for us, we do plenty of ryegrass, like I mentioned before. It's a really nice grass during the fall and spring. It's dark green, it's shiny, very good, but during the summertime, it's just awful. So what you can see over here, we get a transgenic plenty of ryegrass. We do pretty extreme heat stress screening. As you can, what you can see over here, there's 42 Celsius degree and 72 out of the 3 days. You can see over here, some transgenic plants, yes, they're good, but for the wild type, they are dead. So that means, it's good. And this is what we show, this construct for the transgenic, the construction for the plasmid, and also the validation of the transgenic plants. Now, at the right side at the bottom, there's the phenotype. We can see they have the white leaf and also reduce the thinness, like what you saw before. In other plants, the creeping penguins and the rice. This is a summarized table for the phenotypic morphological changes between the compared to white type grass for the transgenic penguin rice grass. I'm not going to mention more. And later on, we do some phenotypic parameter. Measuring, like what you can see here, this is the 40 Celsius degree, and also we do 27 hours high temperature treatment. We can see from here, you see the vegetable water content, and also the leakage, and also the MDA content. They all same thing as the transgenic plants, they look better, and also they respond better, so they're more heat tolerant. Also, measure some common the plant hormones, the zeaxanthin riboside, ABA, and also gibberellic acid, auxin, but it didn't show very good trends. So probably the inisomers that we used are not good enough. We're going to try something like the GCMS, they're going to be more sensitive, something like that. And also we did 35 Celsius degree, a long-term heat stress, and they actually even looks better compared to the 42 Celsius degree. So the result is similar to the short-term heat stress treatment. But we see the phenomenon is more tolerant, but how and why? So we want to see the mechanism underneath. It's hard for the non-model plants, pneumoglass. So, but the good thing going to be right now, the systematic method is all different omics stuff, especially the transcriptome things, they can give good information for this kind of study. So we just go ahead to do the transcriptome analysis. This is some kind of data we got from here. You can see they all have different regulations, some gene down-regulated, some maybe up, something like that. We just roughly class them into four categories, A, B, C, D, but we pay more attention to the B and the D. You can see the trends, the response different between the transgenic plants and also the wild-type plants. Then based on our transcriptome analysis and also some publications, we narrow down to one gene over here, the CL1, actually this is just monic acid. It's a biosensitive gene, they are both down-regulated and both normal condition and also the heterogeneous condition for the transgenic plants. It's an important one. And more interestingly, in this kind of situation, you can see over here, we found over 22 genes that are upregulated, and one is the MBF1. And the MBF1C, that's what I mentioned before, that's going to be play an important role in heterogeneous tolerance. The MBF1, that's multi-protein breeding factors, so there can be transcription cofactors, so very important. So fortunately, one colleague, they have the gene in weight, so we make the transgenic plants in pneumoglass. You can see the phenotype pretty similar to microns 319, and also they are heterogeneous tolerant. Then we do the simple RT-PCR to see the gene expression. I just want to mention over here, you can see the 10, 11, 12, and 13. There's a microRNA 319 transgenic plants at 0 hours, 1, 3, and 12 hours after H2S. You can see at the control condition, the MBF1C, they get induced. So what does it mean? Like what I mentioned here, you can see probably microRNA 319, they can regulate the MBF1C. So either going to be directly or indirectly from here. So that's based on the pathway summarized by this paper in 2015. Probably we have to go further, since we just found the phenomenon. We have to go further to find the exact mechanism. But probably that's all for my talk today, since the time is limited. I would like to thank my collaborators, Dr. Wang Jin Zhang and another professor and also our graduate student. This project was supported by National Natural Science Foundation of China and also startup funding from China Agricultural University. And thank you all for your attention. If any questions.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the potential of using microRNA to be able to potentially screen or identify other important abiotic tolerance traits in grasses? Do you think that that's a good way?
I think that probably that's a good way, since microRNA actually after transcription level, they do regulate the number of genes because they are upstream of transcription factors, so that would be very important. So that's what I saw, and also we found some information. So thanks, Michelle.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, thank you again very much.
Okay. Thank you.